InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Sitting here on December 22nd, 2025, with only 8-9 days left in the year 2025. It is just wild. All right. My job's a lot easier than it used to be because I spent most of my career just getting people convinced that there were all these global elites and manipulation and lies and things going on. And my job's always been easy because most of their plans are out in the open. 95% of what I cover and do is really just analyzing things that are admitted and then trying to get the public to actually realize that stuff's real and they can go look it up for themselves. So we've come a long way with people not believing the corporate media and not believing government. But then also, then it just becomes alternative reality where then people choose what new reality they want to believe. And that's not necessarily accurate either. And I always knew this crisis would come because when you wake up the normies to the fact they're being lied to, they still don't have any depth or context to then figure out actually what is going on. And that's the point that we have reached. And there is a interesting paradox where basically, the tactics used by the corporate media to just flood the zone with lies and deception and BS is now being picked up and adopted by a lot of the people, the Johnny-come-latelys that claim they're, you know, here to fight the New World Order. But notice they don't spend hardly any of their time ever going after the real globalist institutions, the real issues, the real treaties, the real legislation. They spend time going after each other. And they spend time going after the strong populist movements that are having success in culture, in business, in government. And there's no mistake of why that's happening. A lot of it is being directed by the globalists because they have no credibility. The only way they can beat us is to get us to eat ourselves alive. And it's a very hard tightrope to walk to expose stuff that is not true, that's intending to get us to destroy ourselves, but not inadvertently feeding into that feedback loop and putting oxygen in to the individuals and groups that are clearly working for bad guys. Doesn't mean all of them even know they're doing that. There's a lot of copycatters that then, you know, pick it up and run with it, but we see a lot of examples of that, and it's very, very dangerous. And it is one of our Achilles heels. So I am not pleased with the fact that I'm having to start researching people and looking into the claims they're making because of the fact that it's having such a damaging effect on the liberty movement. And the more I look, the worse it gets. And I found out some really bad stuff. And, you know, I have a responsibility to expose things when I know it's bad, no matter who it is. And so I will. Also, Trump's making some more bad moves, but that's not even the tip of the iceberg. The big issue is a multi-front on war. Netanyahu's coming to the U.S. He's activated the neocons to push for total war with Iran and other countries. We'll be right back.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. good for me, too. You can buy me now at the alexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the CMOS and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have so much incredible news to get to today. The Epstein developments are massive on so many fronts. And this is the first time we've seen photos of him on planes, all creepy with small children, little girls in his laps. And this looks very pedophilic. Unlike them showing Trump with his daughter sitting in his lap. And they go, oh, look, you know, he's a pervert. Now, this is serious stuff. And it's blowing up the Democrats' face. But they are redacting around 80% of these documents. And a lot of the documents are already public, so they're able to then find them and know that they're redacting stuff about Trump, part of it, small part of it. And it's exculpatory, meaning it makes Trump look good. Because again, the so-called files, a lot of it's just newspaper clippings and emails and anything to do with it, investigations and all the trials and civil trials. And it's not one little book, folks. It's warehouses full of crap. And as fast as all this comes out, more is generated. It's like a perpetual motion machine. But I'm not apologizing for Trump, because he could have just ordered it all released at the beginning, but he's been covering it up for the rich and powerful. And that's just a fact. And that's what Massey has said. That's what MTG has said. That's what George Galloway in Parliament has said. That's what I've said. It's what Roger told me when Trump was president-elect. He said, listen, Trump's not in there. But the CIA Ratcliffe came to him. It's Mossad, MI6, CIA, National Security. He said, that's the real stuff, because he was laundering money for intelligence agencies. But here, go back to that. That looks about like an 8-year-old girl in his lap, maybe younger. There's a bunch of this. And just God help us, Epstein. So I got a bunch on that. New Epstein photos show him kissing and cuddling little girls. Ugh. And then that ties into the clips I was talking about with George Galloway, who really nails it. But just remember, it's the Democrats that are openly sexualizing children, openly promoting pedophilia. They had that evil state senator out in California come out yesterday. And how dare them not do gender-affirming surgeries and help our children? He wants it down to age 5-year-olds. He got a law passed that it's 2 days in jail, a misdemeanor, for raping children down to age 12. And you look at his eyes in the video. I'm going to play that later. I didn't get to it yesterday. He's just fabulously disgusting. So we know who they are. And I called it. I said Trump's either going to make a deal with the deep state to cover up what's there, because they think it'll bring everything down, or he'll do the right thing. And I said, if he does that, they're going to hang it around his neck. And he did. He did the wrong thing. And it's been disastrous now. Despite all the good, it just keeps sucking the air out of the room. And you remember back when Patel and Bongino, looked like deer in the headlights, what, 7-8 months ago, came out there and said he was not a trafficker. He killed himself. He acted alone. And crooks acted alone. And on and on and on, I went, oh, man. I said, they made a deal with the bad guys. But I said, on the Epstein stuff, Trump has told them to do that. And, man, the listener said, how dare you stab Trump in the back? He would never do that. And a few days later, Trump comes out and says, if you want to look into Epstein, you're one of my constituents, you're not MAGA, and I don't want you. I knew it came from Trump, not the cover-up for crooks. The other stuff, we know he's been pissed off about that. But this is bad. And listen, I'm simply going to report stuff if it's the information I have and it's accurate. I don't sit here and sit back and go, oh, well, listeners get mad at me if I say Trump's making a mistake or expose something bad his administration's doing. No. My loyalty is to the truth and to God and America and my family and you. And most of the time, Trump's not even involved in stuff that's wrong that happens, and he corrects it. I've said that a million times, but I'm going to get to this later if I have time. Because it's important, but it's not. People are already figuring this out themselves. Because of the things Candace Owens was saying about Egyptian planes and then the latest thing about Fort Huachuca and 12 colonels there meeting the day before Kirk was killed and all of that, I'm like, well, I like Candace, and she's done a lot of credible stuff, so let me go investigate it. And when I investigated, it was not accurate. And then when I said, hey, this isn't really accurate, this has big problems, then, oh, I'm, you know, in general, and her surrogates, I'm working for Israel, I'm a bad person. And then I saw a couple of her surrogates, you know, well-known folks, people we've had on the show and been nice to, but just gotten really nasty. Look at this Epstein stuff. Now we're going to go all that later. Literally have a consensus that Jones doesn't know how to read a room. Jones is tone deaf. Look, his listeners don't like, a lot of them don't like what he's saying. Do you think that I get on air and do what I think is going to make people like me? That says a lot about you. I'm a trendsetter, not a trend follower. And then the other thing is, Jones doesn't want Kirk's assassination investigated. What are you talking about? I broke the definitive information 5, 6, 7 days after on this broadcast. 5, 6, 7 days after they killed Kirk, that there was a meeting with Kash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard, and that he didn't want her involved and didn't want the intelligence she had about domestic accomplices and foreign help. And a month later, it came out, and she said, no, that's true, and it was, you know, all over the news. I mean, whoa, Kash Patel doesn't want the information. Then I went and found out and talked to a bunch of people that have talked to him, including in the FBI, in TVUSA, and in the White House, and he says, oh, don't worry about it. Yeah, we talked to the 10 people that said Kirk will be dead tomorrow when he comes to town, and then celebrate the next day. See, we told you so. But yeah, they kind of knew he was going to do it, but we don't need to charge him. We probably can't prove it. Well, they need to be investigated more. You can't just do that. He says crooks acted alone. He says the guy in, you know, down in Mar-a-Lago trying to kill Trump acted alone. Totally didn't. So we got a problem there. I don't know what the cover-up is, but it's going on. So I've been day one saying I've had issues. And then I have to go out when something becomes a big investigation and people have all this information, and I'm hearing, wow, this is incredible. You know, Fort Huachuca, a guy just wanders in, there's 12 colonels. And so I start calling people, and I say, well, just send me where you were. Well, just so happens we were in Dallas or we were in the air here. And then you can even find places where they were there. Because, you know, when this gets released, people are going to say, oh, that's not real. Because they can't ever admit they're wrong. And so then that's when you get sued, because then it's going to be all right there for you. And they tried to fix that in the Monday meeting, all the rest of it, and then Kansas just comes back and doubles down on this military base and this guy that wandered onto it. And then at first, when he was on Kansas via text letter, he used one name, totally different name now, which appears to be his name. And then he now remembers seeing Erica Kirk there. And he said he saw the head of TPUSA security there. Well, he got a problem because he was in a totally different state at the time. And he's got the airline stubs, him boarding it, all the records. And I have them. I had them already. And then the head of security himself reached out, not knowing what one hand was doing the other, and said, hey, here's this. And I'm like, yeah, I think you already got that. But I've tried to be nice about all this with Candace. Like, hey, there's a lot more stuff here. I mean, you literally have a guy on who looks like he's completely insane. Remember in Smokey and the Bandit? No. It's the one they made after it. The really cheesy one. They're all cheesy. So one of the drivers are like crazy people that drive an ambulance around. Crazy ambulance driver, Smokey and the Bandit, or Cannonball Run, or whatever it was. I mean, it looks like that, like a... And the things he says, and the whole record, and the craziness, and he's being gang stalked, and all this stuff. You can hear Twilight Zone music playing, and then you immediately go check, and they've got total alibi on an airplane in another state, commercial airline, and the other people too. It's just like, it's preposterous, and the even better part is, and I got a bunch of these clips, so I wanted to just be entertaining. With her surrogates and minions, with her hair all done and everything, saying, Alex Jones is threatening Candace Owens when he says, I'm worried about you, and I'm worried about your mental health. That's really a threat. Oh, I know. Am I involved with the French assassination team now? And then another one of these people said, when Jones says, I'm forced to do this, he means he's being forced to. No, it means I don't like doing this. But if you're saying all this stuff and you've got a huge show and it's effective, and then I go out and look into it and it doesn't add up, I am not going to sit here and just go along with that. I don't say things that are wrong on purpose. No, that's not him. I'll fight it. It's whoever drives the ambulance. Looks like the guy. The point is, they're always injecting themselves. So I don't want to spend time on this gossip world stuff. I don't want to do this. And people attacking me a bunch over it, and just all the different flavors of bull. That's not who I am. And I was always accused of being like this. I'm like, look at this legislation. This is really bad, or this is really good. Or, hey, let's not go to war with this country. Or, hey, did you know that hydrofluorosilicic acid, in all the studies, is an adjuvant and makes all the other toxic chemicals pass the blood-brain barrier? And here's the head of this prestigious university's toxicology department, Dr. Connick. And so 95% of what we do is document. Just punditry. Oh, Netanyahu's coming, I said yesterday. He wants war. I've talked to sources. They're definitely pushing Trump. Lindsey Graham comes out last night, says, oh, we don't want to just hit Iran. And, hit their main military force, any heavy weapons. Now it's not just, nukes or missiles. It's everything. And we want to invade Lebanon and more. So, see, that's a real simple thing. I don't want that. You don't want that. That's insane. That's wrong. We've got to get ahead of this and stop it. That's what we need to be talking about, because they're back and they've activated all these Islamic cells. So Israel could have a false flag as well. That's possible. And I'm going to be getting into that coming up. If you don't think Netanyahu is not capable of doing that, you're wrong. People are like, well, wait a minute. You said the Muslim threat's real, but also Israel can do it. Exactly. That makes it even easier for Israel to do. Go ahead and print me that article. And listen, this is paradoxical too. I don't like joining in on the corporate media bandwagon attacking Candace Owens. That's not what I'm doing. I've been, okay, no, great, Candace, sure, okay, great, investigate that, sure. And this stuff got so big and so wild, and I've been asked about it so much, that I'm like, well, let me go and look at this. Because if there was really 12 colonels in Fort Huachuca and Erica Trump at this thing the day before, I would say that's very suspicious and bizarre, but that's not how assassinations work anyways. None of it adds up. But, I mean, if they started seeing proof of that, I'd be like, whoa, oh, my God, this is crazier than I thought. I mean, I'd be like, okay, wow, thank you. I was asked, I've asked Candace on to my producers three or four times the last few months. She's like, oh, I've got my kids. I'm too busy. Sorry. And she's on all these other shows, which is fine. I'm not mad she's not coming on. But my listeners are like, and people online are like, well, hey, you should give her a chance to come on and talk. Well, don't you know that's already been done? So that's where I'm at here, folks. And I don't want to spend I'll go ahead and get the flight log stuff and the airline stuff and the ticket stubs and all that. I'll give the crew, get that ready. So I'll do that in the fourth hour, but I'm only going to spend like 30 minutes on it. And I 100% her surrogates are going to say it's fake. All right. It doesn't matter. This is done. Okay. Okay, Erica Kirk was there. They planned the assassination at Fort Huachuca. Nothing will change that. In fact, Erica fired the gun that took him out. I'm being sarcastic at this point. But, I mean, the surrogates, the little kind of pilot fish that swim along with the larger fishy, the little fish that kind of clean Candace's teeth, you know, they just kind of swim around with her. Not insulting her, it's an analogy. They're literally saying that I want to get her killed, that it's all code words for that. I mean, you people are sick. But you said a lot about yourselves because it was a consensus. They're like, oh, he's dumb. He doesn't know that the world's turned against Israel and that he's siding with them. It has nothing to do with that. The plane story has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. And then the Fort Huachuca story makes absolutely no sense. And I have no doubt that Mr. Snow might have been wandering around there. What does that mean? Oh, look, my phone data shows I was wandering around there. Great. And did you see the Loch Ness Monster while you were there? And they literally all have their plane stubs. They have it all. And so, there you go. And again, I have to explain to people, you don't have assassination meetings at military bases with 12 colonels and dozens of other military people and then security people from TPSA and Erica Trump wandering around. I mean, it sounds like you guys have been watching too much Justice League or something. It's just not how these things work. And I'm sorry if you haven't interviewed people that actually killed Kennedy, like I did, exclusively. I mean, if you haven't studied how all these things work, I just can't explain it to you. So it's okay. All right? But in a larger context, to watch the people attacking me and lying about what I've said and exaggerating and twisting things to make me look like a villain, all because it makes you feel bigger and more powerful about yourself, is pathetic. I'll be vindicated again on this Fort Huachuca thing, just like we have been on the planes. And again, oh, yeah, there's some problems with the plane stuff, but I'm putting out a site with all the total proof. Yeah, we'll see. Because, you know, we went and did it ourselves. I went and had pilots look at it. They said, no, this. And then they had people go buy the professional data, the professional grade stuff, and it's like absolutely ridiculous. And a bunch of other people verified it. Notice nobody's out there with all the data disputing what we put out. That's because you can't. Because it's publicly available. You can go duplicate it yourself with just the free stuff. With people's flight stubs, flight tickets, you know, from them ordering the tickets to the tickets, you know what's going to be said. They're fake. Of course, they're not. And that's where all this is going, is to court, folks. It's going to go to court. It's going to go to court. People keep doubling down. Now, what's crazy is I got drug into kangaroo courts for things I never did. And the kind of stuff I see being done here is what people accuse me of doing. And so it makes me sick to my stomach. So that's where I'm at on that. But I want to get into Israel trying to drag us into full war. I mean, this is just outrageous. And we've got what Netanyahu's pushing. We've got what his counterpart in the neocon kingdom. I mean, right now, the two top crocodiles in the neocon swamp are Benjamin Netanyahu and Lindsey Graham. And they are hell-bent on this, and they are putting pressure on Trump. And I'm seriously, seriously concerned about that. Then we got stuff out of the UK that is the model for here in America. Remember back in March, they passed a regulation, not a law, but the laws are open-ended there. That's how tyranny works. That white men will be given longer sentences than everybody else. It's actually official. And now it's gone into effect, and we have the ministers saying, we have quotas. Not only are we going to charge white men and rule they have longer sentences, we're going to retroactively let out people that aren't white to make room for the whites. And they're going, isn't it terrible? You know, 70, 80% of our population isn't white. That's racist. No, it's the same all over Europe. The illegal aliens out of North Africa and the Middle East and Central Asia commit 80-plus percent of the crime. So they slap them on the wrist still, and it's a revolving door, and now they literally say, we're just not going to actually charge you in most cases. So it's a license to kill. And if you think this lunacy can't get much worse, wait till you hear it in Australia. Big new developments there. New statements by their police, regional, national. They said the problem is guns and white men and right-wing extremism. And so they pledge, after the brutal attacks in Sydney, to crack down on white men. Remember, that's like John Kerry saying a couple years ago, we've got to cut half the food production or people are going to starve. Yeah, those Muslims killing all those innocent people is terrible. So we'll crack down on the white men and take the few guns that are left. And the Muslims will just use cars, trucks, airplanes, swords. But never say a Muslim problem. No, 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 no. And I actually disagree with Tucker on what he said about Islam. We'll cover that when we come back, too. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexshowstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies. We have medical grade. We have the best. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. So my challenge to all of you is this. Get a bottle of ultramethylene blue for 60% off right now, and then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalists. You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody. You keep this operation. It's a true thorn on the side of the globalists on the air. And separately, the classic nitric boost. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it in the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. InfoWarsStore.com, nitric boost. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Talk about Islam. I remember, gosh, about 10 years ago, got a very threatening call by a senior New York Times operative who I knew worked in the whole Soros MI6 constellation. And he said, you know, we're all about to really come after you. You're going to get sued into oblivion. And I said, yeah, I've already had the threats and had the offers from big high-ups. What you've been told to call and tell me this to get me to listen? And he said, yeah, basically. This is off record, yeah. And I said, okay, what do you want? I'm not going to do it, but what do you want? And the first thing was stop attacking Islam. And this is a Jewish person telling me this that I'd known a long time, running into him here and there. And I'm sitting there, and I go, okay, go on, you know, what's the rest? And he was just, well, you just need to, you know, stop pushing all this, you know, gun stuff. They'll call it 2A. And you need to, you know, just not be a Republican. You know, you're a really funny guy. People like you. People want to work with you. I go, yes, I know. I've already had your higher-ups, billionaires, try to, you know, just with the straight sale. Okay, no. The answer is F no. And never talked to him again. And he's done all sorts of disinformation pieces on me on NPR, you know, you name it, all these fake origin story things because he's an operative. It's a spook. And you do have these Muslim countries, a lot of them spending a ton of money, not just Qatar, domestically in the West, promoting their different brands of Islam, their different visions for it. The UAE, I think, is the most real, with the real reformation in real action, and is having a big effect. Qatar acts like it's all buddy-buddy and friendly with everybody. We have one of our biggest bases over there, and it does defend Israel with the missile systems that are there. But Qatar is one of the main funders of the Muslim Brotherhood that's genociding people, its affiliates in Sudan and down into Nigeria. So, the whole Israel lobby says Qatar runs everything, everybody's getting Qatari money. That's not true. But then, study it, it's not a secret that Qatar is really funding some of the worst terror groups in the world. And I'm just giving examples here, I'm not singling them out. And then it gets more complex. Just to have one little understanding of this would take hours. Israel helped found Hamas in the early 80s to discredit and displace PLO so they'd have something even more radical so they could discredit the leadership and never have a successful state in Gaza for Palestine. And that's been admitted. And then the billions and billions given to Hamas over the years accelerated about 6-7 years ago with $2 billion a year alone of Israeli money, but they couldn't give it directly to him at the request of Netanyahu, given to Qatar to then give to Hamas. And then Israel turned around after October 7th, pointed the finger at them, Qatar, and said, how dare you be funding terrorists? And they're like, we have the signed agreements. Netanyahu didn't even hide the fact he got us to this. What are you doing? So I'm calling balls and strikes. You can try to figure out who the bad guys and good guys are. I don't think there really are any. Not Netanyahu, not Hamas, not Hezbollah, not Qatar. It's so much double dealing and backstabbing. That's what the Middle East is known for. Constant flip-flopping. That's why they can't ever seem to get their act together. And so in comes Tucker Carlson. And they call him all the little names, like he's some Quatarlson and all the rest of it. And I don't think that's the case. And I really like Tucker. I've known him like 14 years. Really funny guy. Witty. Came to my defense in First Amendment. I was making the platform when others wouldn't. I really admire Tucker. Had a lot of fun with him. I mean, I just think of him as one of the coolest people I know. And when Israel attacked Qatar recently, literally bombing them, and then has been saying Qatar is, funding Israel's enemies, which the Muslim Brotherhood is, which they have been, but they specifically said funding Hamas, that's a dirty trick. You did that at Netanyahu's request on record. Then they turned around and said, oh, look at Qatarlson, with the leader of Qatar, that's funding Hamas. So you see, that was a lie about Qatar and a lie about Carlson. And I love Tucker. I mean, I've got myself up there last March, in Florida with him. Has the photo there on my X account. That said, though, and I'm going to call Tucker, wish him Merry Christmas, talk to him probably today or tomorrow. But I'll just do it here on air. You'll get it guaranteed that way. It's inconsistent what Tucker's doing. And he's too important and too influential a person for me not to go ahead and just say this and then play some clips. I've seen him increasingly say, hey, what's wrong with Islam? I go to their countries, they're cleaner and safer than ours. Well, no one's defending leftist blue city ideology and satanic pedophilic globalism. But Islam in general, Orthodox Islam, wants to conquer us. That's the Quran. And the average Orthodox Muslim believes that. And the imams have accelerated their call for jihad and intifada. And it's scaling up everywhere. And so when Tucker's like, I really don't see the problem with Islam. We shouldn't be mean to Muslims. Everybody's being mean to Muslims in America right now. He said at TPUSA 2 days ago, with no mention of what just happened in Sydney, no mention of all the foiled truck attacks in Germany and all the ones that succeeded, no mention of all the other violent attacks and screaming for Sharia law and call to prayer blasting out in cities all over the U.S. and all the rest of it. And to then say Islam isn't a threat, basically, and then act like they're the victims in general. Are there a lot of people that are Muslims that are nice and are friendly and are, yes, but that's because they're in a phase of just infiltrating right now. Are all of them part of that? No, they're called backsliders. I'll give you examples of Muslims saying that in a moment. They're not. It's like a guy says he's Mormon, but he's drinking Jack Daniels at night. Call him a Jack Mormon. He's not really a Mormon. So, backslid Muslims all day. Come on. I'm not saying Jack Daniels is a sign you're good. I'm just saying you just want to live. You want to have, you know, want to be part of America. You want to assimilate. Islam needs a reformation. And I think the UAE, you can fairly say, is doing a real shot at that. And I find it problematic that Tucker has picked the UAE. I find it problematic that Tucker has picked Qatar as the model of what he thinks is best in the Middle East, when Qatar is very slick and very gentlemanly in the way they speak, but when what they fund and what they do, they're backing the Muslim Brotherhood big time. And who else backs the Muslim Brotherhood? Obama and the Democrats and the Arab Spring and all of that. So I just look at these alignments and I say, I don't want to be aligned with Netanyahu and the neocons in World War IV, but also don't want to be aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. And I know Tucker's been in the Middle East for decades, many years they're doing coverage, Iraq, Afghanistan, blown up in a plane, terror attack he doesn't talk about a lot, but it's on record, happened right after 9/11, with his father on it, flying out of Pakistan. So I'm going to talk to him privately, and because I respect him, and I know he really wants peace and justice and freedom. And he talks about the third world coming here and lowering the wages of Americans, people not caring about Americans. Well, I mean, Islam is really the tip of the spear of that. So I just call balls and strikes, and I'm not attacking Tucker in any way. I'm simply saying that when I look at the demographics and I look at how Islam operates, and I look at the war manual that is the Quran and how they're taught to lie to us in the first phase and say they're our friends, and I see them bragging and saying how they're doing that, and now they're going into the next phase to start pushing us out of the towns until they get up their power blocks and they're going to try to overthrow the whole country, and they say that's 40 years away. They say they're 20 away in England, 10 away in France, 10 away in Sweden. The top imams, they say 40 away from here. And if actually look at the demographic, it's true. Because, see, if you get 20% or so, they can bully and attack and buy all politicians and terrorize, and they don't back down. And so they believe you'll end up just slowly giving in to them because it's incremental, and you wake up and you're a total slave. How'd the EU take over in 56? Was this a steel trade deal, Treaty of Rome? Oh, countries, you sign over your authority to regulate steel to this body. And then every year, a little more, a little more, a little more, until the nation states of Europe had signed over all their authority to an unelected dictatorship. They can cancel elections, put you in jail for your speech, anything. It's the same thing. Well, that's the EU in 60 years. Took them all the way from 56 to 2000 to be official EU. And now 25 years later, it's a total tyranny. So two phases. What do they say in Dune, the book, and the movie? The slow blade passes the shield. You can't shoot somebody with a laser gun because it creates a nuclear explosion. So that's mutually assured destruction. And you can't shoot projectile weapons on the shield. They bounce off. You've got to shoot a projectile weapon that flies up fast, stops, and then just slowly pushes its way through. Or you got to go through with a knife and then push your arm through, and then you can get them. And that's what, see, we're built to fight something fast. Oh, armies come sweeping in. Americans will pick up guns. We'd beat them. But if it's incremental, you see, you're never going to have UN helmets. Every good old boy I've known said, I can't wait to see the UN helmets. The day I ever see them UN helmets, they're all dead. They're not going to come as UN helmets. They're going to come as UN smart cities and regulations and ESG controls over what your kids are taught in school. And carbon taxes and social credit scores. And I get in general, Tucker knows they're trying to divide and conquer America. He doesn't want more wars. So he, in general, just in this phase, is thinking in five-year plans, not 50 like the Muslims thinking in 1,000-year plans. You know, he's thinking, hey, let's all just come together. And I'm sure there are a lot of Muslims that hear that go, yeah, that's great. But I'm talking about the imams, the money, the Muslim Brotherhood, their stated goal of global domination. And they've gone a long way towards it. So you can't have that view. And I know I'm right. I know this is a major, major threat. Israel's coming in trying to censor America. That's a major threat. The EU's trying it too. I just cover all the threats. But Islam, with boots on the ground, 2 billion of them, having on average 6 kids. The average Westerner has 1.5 kids for every 2 people. We are committing cultural suicide. I want it to stop. And it's good for us to not be politically correct and to recognize that it's not bad to be white, like J.D. Vance said. It's okay to be, you know, it's great to be Christian and to recognize that Islam wants to conquer you and be expansionist. And we don't want to kill you. We don't hate you. But quite frankly, you want to come here and make us adopt your culture, which they do. That's mainline. No. And the left is allied with them, passing laws everywhere that you can't even criticize them. In Australia, in New Zealand, in the UK, in Canada, and now they're trying here. And they're going into restaurants and businesses everywhere in Houston, Texas, in Paris, France, and screaming and saying, you don't serve bacon on your cheeseburgers, or we're going to come back here. When their numbers get big enough, they do. They've got a battle plan. They're on power trips. Because if you look at the last 1,400 years, all they've been doing is winning. A bunch of cavemen, but they got a plan and we lay down. Let's stop doing that. So I get Tucker's pissed off at Israel and Netanyahu, and you know, it gets down to like, oh, Islam's a distraction from Israel. Israel is the big centralized, one of the main centralized geopolitical manipulators trying to control our foreign policy right now, trying to get us into wars, will get us all killed. Major threat. One of the top ones right now. But the guaranteed threat is Islam. So you've got to understand all the threats. That's what I keep hammering. Sarah Tucker Carlson, I'll start getting these clips.
Most people agree with that. Most Americans have more in common with each other than they disagree on. And almost everybody agrees on that. And almost everybody is willing to tolerate a good faith argument about how to get there. Except a few. And they're the ones running around calling everyone an anti-Semite. But everyone else is like, yeah, of course, that should be the debate. And they'll vote for you. They want that because they know they haven't had that. That's the fact. And what you're watching now, attacking millions of Americans because they're Muslims? It's disgusting. And I'm a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I know there's a lot of effort to claim I'm a secret jihadi. I'm not. You should not attack people on those grounds. And you're seeing it from Republicans. What the hell are you doing? What you're doing is trying to divide the country. And I've lived through 50 years of this crap. All these fake race wars that they're always promoting. Oh, go hate each other while we loot the treasury. That's exactly what's going on. And most people are totally sick of that. So, yes, there is a possibility for a huge coalition of decent people once they free their minds from the traps set for them by others and realize, wait a second, we all want to make this country better. And the 15% or 30% who don't, okay. You know, good luck in Maryland or wherever you wind up. But the rest of us would like to fix it.
I have no doubt from Tucker's perspective, he thinks he's right. In the now, Israel, its lobby tries to hide its undue influence behind anti-Islam hysteria. Side with Israel, they're fighting it. No, the truth is Israel created and funded and stood down for Hamas. It's more sophisticated. And the Muslim Brotherhood and Qatar are allied with the Democrats. And so there's two camps. There's the global left allied with Islam. And then you've got nationalists that are sane and want to stop it, who are not allied with Israel because Israel's playing a double game with the Muslims on the other side. I call it the Zionist Red-Green Alliance. And I'm going to talk to Tucker about this. Oh, they'll kill the Muslims, but they'll manipulate and give their leadership money and position them in for destruction. And now that Israel has successfully destroyed Hamas, pretty much, they now go, oh, we're going to Lebanon and we're going to have a total attack on Iran. That's coming up next hour. This is insane. And so the same speech I give you every day about being able to be multifaceted and understand all the camps and pull back from it and create our own pro-human camp, pro-West camp, and we're not in the Qatari faction, Muslim Brotherhood, Democrat faction, we're not in the Israeli Likudnik World War IV nutcase group. We call them all out, analyze who they are, and we say, we're Americans, we're not part of any of it. That's me. When Trump does something good, I promote it. When it's something bad, I go after it. People put out evidence of Charlie Kirk cover-up. Some of it's very credible, some of it's not. I'm just going to give you my opinion. Instead of just asking questions, I'm just giving my opinion. And I don't look at something and say, does it make me more popular or less popular to be on one camp or another? I'm sitting here analyzing the whole ballgame and telling you what I think and giving you receipts of what I'm saying. Every day I have hundreds of clips I can't even get to. I've got clips in Texas, clips in England, clips in Australia of Muslims running TV ads on national TV saying, do not go to a Christmas party. Do not give gifts. Do not light Christmas lights. They're going to steal our kids and, you know, turn them into Christians and all the rest of this. And that's just the mild stuff. Then I've got them passing laws in Australia and the UK and Canada when the Muslims attack, taking our free speech away. So, again, it is a sickening alliance going on. And it is a major threat. Oh, the Muslims killed a bunch of people, so now the last of your guns are taken. And they won't ever say what the problem is. And so they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer us. It's a political, religious movement. And so that's where I stand on this. I mean, here's just some of these clips. Here's a Islamic ad running in Australia featuring Orthodox Muslim girl calling out Muslim man for not being halal. Here it is.
Oh my God, you look so cute. Right here. Okay.
MashaAllah, adorable.
Assalamu alaikum, guys.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you guys celebrating Christmas?
Sure are.
Beautiful lights. Christmas vibes? It's the best. You do know by celebrating Christmas, you're agreeing that Allah has a son, right?
Dad? Is that true?
No, baby, that's not our intentions. So it's okay to celebrate it. Don't listen to her. She's being extreme.
Actually, by participating in this holiday, you're accepting that Allah was born today.
But Dad, that's totally haram.
Unbelievable. Why you gotta make Islam so difficult, huh? It's like everything is haram with you guys. Can't I just have a day where I take my kid out, we celebrate by opening some gifts? I mean, what's the harm in that?
I'm glad you asked.
Can you help me with the Eid decorations?
Yeah, right.
Oh no, she takes us a jib off.
At this point, celebrating these holidays isn't even about, is it haram? It's about putting your Islamic identity in danger.
Dad, Allah's blessed us with Islam. And honestly, that's all we need.
You got that right.
Now you get it.
Dad, let's get out of here.
Good idea.
May Allah bless you. Bye.
Let's get out of this evil Christmas tree. And that's what the good Muslims, they know what to do with the Christmas tree and the people out there eating cookies and eggnog. Truck time. And, of course, under the real Quran, those two little nine-year-old girls are his wives. Now I'm going to come back with real-world imams and Muslims saying Christmas is evil, go after it. And I can show you new attacks all over Europe on Christmas displays and people let them. This is an aggressive cult, an aggressive gang. But I know how to get Tucker. I've got all the videos of Muslims attacking people at parks because their Labrador Retrievers are there and police arresting them, saying if you get a dog anywhere around a Muslim, they take offense, you go to jail. And Tucker loves dogs more than he loves all this unity talk, which is impossible with these people. Tucker, under Islam, your dogs are bad. And so we ask you, they're not halal. They're verboten. Tucker, as a sign of solidarity with Islam, I need you to go ahead and just, well, do whatever the local imam says, okay? They are vile, evil creatures. So saith Muhammad, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad. All right, I'm going to break. I'm not going to belabor this. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm funded by you, not Qatar or the Israelis or anybody. I'm funded by you. I need your support. The products are incredible. They'll change your life. We still have 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue and Shilajit and the Irish Sea Moss are best-selling products because I want those of you on the fence to try them. They are so good for you. There's nothing like these products, especially the Methylene Blue, but they're all amazing. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Get your orders in now. Most places in the U.S., you'll still get it before Christmas. But give yourself the Christmas gift of health. We have the gift cards. You can give to other folks. Get them involved in the show. Whatever you do, I need your help. You know, what's frustrating is we've only got like a $300,000 deficit right now. And we'll get the money in to operate. But we have no extra funds. We need support now. And the way you do it is thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. All the great Patriot gear. Everything right there. And the vast majority have never gone and got any of the products. Believe me, go get the Methylene Blue. But you're not losing anything. You know the show's doing good. It's waking up a lot of people. It needs support. So please support us. And get some of our great Crusader gear. I can't help myself. I just can't roll over and give up my sovereignty. I'm sorry. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please give yourself this Christmas the gift of keeping this broadcast on the air, which the bad guys really want off the air. I'm in your hands. I need your support now. Plus, the products are great. Take action now. I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors. Fruit Punch and in Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong, tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the Fruit Punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you get 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number 4 straight ahead. We'll be right back.